B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Buzz Radio with the Tunis. All right, we like to do our playback at 12:20 every day. One of the things that's so much fun is when we do this stuff, the Tunis gets to go back and kind of relive history. And I'm curious, like, what did you think when you did this?
I have one major takeaway from Randall that I noticed right away. Major takeaway.
Really?
He does not step into his throws.
No, he's all back foot.
Back foot, but the ball was like he threw a beautiful ball.
Yeah, amazing, right?
But how many times do you talk about stepping into your throw and...
Yeah.
Now, I guess part of it is probably the mindset of, oh my God, I led the league in getting sacked like 8 times in my career.
Right.
So I'm always on the move.
Right.
But, I mean, there were a couple touchdown passes that you'll hear where he had plenty of time and the receiver was wide open and he just, you know, floated it, steps, you know, back foot. And I noticed that his first touchdown pass from this game, and I was like, oh my God, does he do that every play?
Right.
And he did.
It's funny. You that's a great catch by you, an incredible catch by you, because that's what he did. He would do that constantly. His mechanics were awful.
Hey, that would drive anyone nuts.
Awful. His mechanics were terrible. And so you imagine these coaches, you know, these coaches hate that stuff.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They try to fix you.
Yeah, I mean, they hate it. They're like, what's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. And he was such a raw beast, right? Like, he was so raw. I mean, Andrew, I can't tell you, like, just amazing how raw the talent he was. He was outrageous. He really was. He was an outrageous talent. Shame. Because he had that kind of, wow, like he had that kind of ability. Like he should have been better. Like he should have been one of the all-timers. You know that? Like one of the all-timers he should have been. It's a shame. All right. Let's go back to it, though. This is a game where it's epic Randall. Randall. Start. Here's your dateline, November 4th, 1990, live Philadelphia Veterans Stadium. The Eagles were 3-4 heading into this game against the New England Patriots. It was the NFL on NBC, Joel Myers and Ahmad Rashad on the call. Let's start it out. Eagles force a 3-and-out to start the game. So let's start with the Eagles offense coming onto the field.
The offensive line, you might remember last year, Ron Heller was the starting right tackle. This year, he is on the left side for the Philadelphia Eagles. David Alexander anchoring things up the middle. At the backfield, Heath Sherman getting the start instead of Anthony Toney, one of the two inactives today for the Eagles, as Toney has a groin injury. And when they go to the extra wide receiver, Kenny Jackson. The wideout coming in. Heath Jackson, the tight end, stays in the contest. Heath Sherman getting the call. And good yardage, about 5, up to the 21-yard line.
Look at that, Heath Sherman. These names mean anything for you?
Yeah, just from doing some research.
Yeah. Heath Sherman with the call, baby. Love it. He got the ball driving. All right, let's continue. After Randall's call for intentional grounding, Birds line up on a 2nd and 22. Randall, first down.
Loss of down, 2nd and 22. Pressure on Cunningham. Singleton, and I believe he's got enough for the first down. Yes, he does, to the 16-yard line.
There you see Randall Cunningham. Watch this. He feels the pressure, and he doesn't panic. He knows he's going to get hit. Lets this ball off to Heath Sherman, hits him right on the numbers, and Heath Sherman just rambles down the sideline, punishing Fred Marion before going out of bounds.
How about that? Ahmad.
Ahmad, I think he's great.
He's not bad, right?
And do you know who Joel Myers sounds like?
Who?
Tell me he doesn't sound like Scott Graham.
Wow, I'll have to listen closely.
Well, I had to make sure like five times that I had the right names on your sheet.
Really?
I sound just like him.
All right, let me gotta hear because I don't know. Eagles get a field goal to drive. They go up 3-0. Now, before we get back to the Cunningham highlights, 2 weeks ago, we talked about some of the greatest moments in Eagles' defensive history. A couple of times you heard the name Andre Waters. Listen to Ahmad Rashad, who got to speak with an angry Andre before the game.
Well, Ahmad, when you talked to Andre Waters yesterday, and he has said that he's not talking with the media, but you did corral him in the locker room, he mentioned that he really is upset, isn't he, over one of the announcers, one of the other networks, saying he was a cheap shot artist.
And not only that, he felt like the announcer was making personal attacks on his personality, and it's not true. He said, he's a guy, I play as hard as I can, I'm in a very violent football game, and I'm not out to try to really hurt anybody. They make me out like I'm some sort of an assassin, and I don't have that in my heart at all.
How about that, Andre?
That's probably that Deerdorf that was saying it.
Yes, it was. Deerdorf hated Andre. Dirty Waters. Oh, ha, ha. All right. Patriots end up tying the game with a field goal of their own. But now let's get some vintage Randall. Number 12. Here he is. First down on a 3rd-and-2 with his legs. Next play with his arm for 37.
Good start for Randall Cunningham. Only 3 misses so far. Now it's a 3rd-and-2. He's got room to run it. And he will pick the first down on his own. Takes it out of bounds. More than enough for the first down in New England territory. Down to the 37-yard line. 1st-and-10 for the Patriots, 37-yard line. Cunningham will find it only not as a man. Wide open. Fred Barnett. Touchdown Eagles. Second time today, Ahmad. They have blown a coverage by a good 15 yards in the secondary.
And here you see Cunningham. Excellent line blocking by the Philadelphia Eagles. He just finds Barnett wide open down the middle for the score. And one of the reasons is, in this new offense, Richie Kotick, they run the same play from 8 or 10 different formations, which tends to confuse the defense. That had to be some confusion there because there's nobody around Barnett as he makes the catch.
You're right about Scott Graham.
Right? Doesn't it sound just like him?
Yeah. Joel Myers. That's amazing. He does. Scott Graham sounds just like him.
I'm telling you, I had to be like, wait, is that definitely...
No, it sounds just like him. You're right. Classic early 90s Eagles here. Take a listen to all this in one highlight, all right? A great Eagles chant from the vet, followed by some incredible stats for the Birds. And remember, they're just 3-4 on the season. And they finally listened to the highlight. Cunningham getting sacked.
The Eagles by 7. 11:29 left in the first half. 1st-and-10, the 20-yard line for the Eagles on their third possession of the afternoon. Well, are the Eagles the best losing team in the NFL? A case can be made for it. They rank 6th offensively, 8th in team defense, and they've picked up more first downs than any team in the NFC, with the exception of the 7-0 San Francisco 49ers. But they, as Randall Cunningham mentioned yesterday, have been killing themselves with mistakes. 77, Cunningham. Tippett's got him. Andre Tippett with a big sack inside the 10.
Wow. Andre Tippett was nasty. Patriots. He was there. I always remembered him. This was like the stinky Patriots, but Andre Tippett was terrific. Yeah, they were, you know, it was amazing, all that talent. They were poorly coached. Like, that's where coaching, like, Rich Kotick was a terrible coach. I mean, Buddy Ryan was a bad coach. Like, he was a great defensive coordinator, but he was a horrible game day coach. He didn't coach his offense. He had Kotick as his coordinator, and Kotick was bad as a head coach, and then Ray Rhodes was bad. He was a defensive coordinator. So the reason why they lost and should have won is all because of the coach. It's underrated in that league what a great coach means to success. But we digress. Let's show some love again to the Eagles defense. 3rd-and-8, Steve Grogan. All right? Listen to this as he takes a shot by Wes Hopkins.
Tough, tough start for Steve Brogan. Not much protection, though. Takes another shot. Throwing it up for Irving Fryer. Can't hang on. Almost a brilliant catch. But it was a blitz by Wes Hopkins, and he buried Steve Brogan.
Wes Hopkins, number 48. You'll see, Reggie White there, number 92. You'll see Wes Hopkins coming a little late. There he is, and he just nails Steve Brogan. Steve Brogan can't continue to play like that and get beat up the way he's been beat up there.
He's a beast, Hopkins missile coming in. Brogan winds up leaving the game. I love that Eagle defense. All right, now listen to this. Listen to how smart of a fan base that we are. This goes back to 1990, this game. The Patriots are about to punt. The Eagles have already muffed two punts. The first one by Marvin Hargrove. The second by Anthony Edwards. Edwards goes on the field, and he's booed lustily. Before the punt, they pull Edwards and put Hargrove back in and listen to the fans at the vet.
The Patriots are just waiting to get put away, and the Philadelphia team cannot put them away. They keep coming up with all kinds of strange turnovers, giving New England a chance to stay in this football game. And here comes Edwards off the field. They will not let him return this punt. He's been replaced by Marvin Hargrove, who dropped one earlier. So this is his reprieve. Hargrove dropped one early in the first quarter. They took him out. Now he's back in.
Hanson gets away a beauty, sending Hargrove back to his own 30. And Hargrove hangs on. You'll hear some pops, cheers from this crowd at Veterans Stadium. They hold on to it after the 40-yard line.
This is the loudest this crowd has been all day just because Hargrove held on to the punt.
Can I just say, oh my God, these fans are the greatest.
That was awesome.
Oh my God. You know what we're going to do next week? I already know what we're doing. We're not doing heartbreak. We're doing an ode to the fan base. Great fan games. Oh my God, that was just outrageous. Are you kidding me? What fan base would have that chain of reaction to a punt return?
Not only to the guy that gets pulled, he's booed as he walks on the field. They don't snap, so they take him off, and then they start cheering. Like, that was perfect.
I mean, they were like, wow, like they started laughing because it was crazy. All right, first play on the next drive. Here's Randall. Back from his own 40, he finds Calvin Williams on a big play.
So the Eagles get it. Their own 40-yard line, Cunningham throwing. And like all day, he's got all day. Going for Calvin Williams, it's complete. Down to 22. He beat Roderick's win in the play, coming over to help out.
Calvin Williams has also redeemed himself. If you'll remember, early in the first quarter, he dropped a touchdown pass. He's at the top of your screen. Just runs a little bit of a corner pattern, and this ball is thrown perfectly.
All right, so the Eagles get three on that drive. Patriots come back on an Irving Fryer touchdown to make it 13-10. We got a ball game. All right, Eagles now, two-minute drill. First half, almost over, 3rd and 10, and Cunningham, another first down.
3rd and 10 for Cunningham. He beats Brent Williams. He can run for the first down, and he gets past LeVette as Singleton finally catches up with him. But another first down by way of Randall Cunningham's scrambling ability.
You know, this is professional football, but I see him doing things to professional players like people do in the parks.
Randall Cunningham in only his 6th year.
Tarkington.
By next year, he'll be surpassing Fran Tarkington in his 18 seasons on the ground.
Yeah, Fitz is Randall, dude. And in the next play, when they're looking to get a field goal, here's Randall to that Keith Jackson.
Don't forget at halftime, look back at the Raiders-Chiefs rivalry. Scores and highlights with Bob Costas, O.J. Simpson, and Will McDonough. First and 10 down to the 37 of New
looking for Keith Jackson. He's got it. Touchdown, Eagles!
He has been heard from in a big way in the first half this afternoon after catching only 18 passes in his first five games this year.
How about it? There he was, Keith Jackson. Randall hits him in stride. Beauty. Eagles up 20-10 at halftime. Defense forces a quick three and out, so the Eagles have the ball again. Take a listen to this run by Fred Barnett, Arkansas Fred, on a reverse. And who has the key block?
Buddy Ryan has told us before, if they wanted a 1,000-yard rusher, they could have one. But that's not the way they play offensive football in Philadelphia.
Rich Kotat has a very good offensive plan.
The reverse to Fred Barnett, and he's got blocking out in front. Another first down. Inside the 25-yard line.
One of his blockers out front was Randall Cunningham looking for somebody to block. Here's a reverse, a pitch back to Byers. Outside handoff to Barnett around right in. And you see, you see Randall Cunningham blocking Andre Tippett. There is not another quarterback in the league that would even attempt that. But with that great athletic ability by Cunningham, he gets out there and tries to put a block on Andre Tippett.
Did you hear the Eagle chant in the background?
Yes, I did. It was great.
Incredible. All right, same drive, second and eight. Down at the Patriots, 22. Cunningham, back to pass. He's looking, and he finds this man.
At this point in the season, it doesn't matter who you play. You got to beat anybody. There are no easy games.
Cunningham, looking deep.
A very well executed play. Great line blocking. Very good fake by Randall Cunningham. And he had a chance to hit one of two receivers. He could have hit Keith Jackson for a first down, but he opted to go for it all and hit Williams in the end zone.
How about it? Calvin Williams touchdown. Amazing. Cunningham having a day. Three touchdowns there. So here it is. Let's go to the fourth quarter. Patriots get a field goal. It's 27-13 Birds. Eagles will defense here. Let's listen to what they say about Reggie White. And then the play that makes out to be perfect time.
Seth Joyner goes up and almost comes down with the grab. But Reggie White said, you know, sometimes I wish I wasn't so good. Then I get to play a guy one-on-one. Reggie White is as good as they got.
Delay for John Stevens. You were talking about, what was his name again? Reggie White. Yes, sir.
He is the Minister of Defense and just a great person. Reggie White is, when you talk about heroes and guys that should be heroes, Reggie White is one of the fine human beings in this National Football League and one of the finest defensive ends to have ever played. Talking to Buddy Ryan, he said, you know, when I was in Minnesota, I had Carl Eller and Alan Page and all those guys. He said, Reggie White is better than all of them.
Reggie, that's awesome, man. All right, Eagles on offense, they get the ball. They get the ball back. They drive all the way down to the New England 3. And now Cunningham looking for his fourth touchdown pass of the day.
Here we go. First and goal from the 3-yard line. Cunningham throwing to wide open Keith Jackson. Touchdown, Eagles.
When you are able to pound the ball in the interior of the line as well as Philadelphia has done, and then you take Randall Cunningham, who fakes it in the middle of the line and fires to a freed-up Keith Jackson, that is just excellent offensive football.
Keith Jackson, of course, his second of the day, one of the great underrated players of all time. He was Antonio Gates before Antonio Gates, Junis.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a great player, man. Patriots able to score the next drive. It wouldn't matter. It's 34-20. And now, take a listen to Randall. He did it with his arm all day long. Again, another touchdown, and this one with his legs.
Under 8 minutes left in the fourth. A 14-point Eagle lead. They're grinding it out now. That's been the story in the second half. They've only had it two times before this. They've both been long drives, time-consuming drives that have resulted in touchdowns. Mickey Schumer stopping. Randall Cunningham wants to carry it. He's got the first down on second down. And then some.
Here, I've got the power. That's exactly what Randall Cunningham had today.
You'll have to go way back to find out the last time the Eagles had two runners over 100 yards on the day, but that's the case today with Randall Cunningham over 100 yards on the ground. And Heath Sherman the same.
Wow. That's amazing, man. What a great player. He was such a talented Tunis. Randall had it all, man. Amazing talent. All right, here's how the game ends. They wound up scoring again on a Roger Vick touchdown. They win it 48-20. And here's how it sounded.
And for the very first time this year, a sigh of relief from Buddy Ryan as he waves to his counterpart across the way, because for the very first time this season, his team is at the 500 mark. The Eagles at 4-4 is the Patriots. To 1-7, tied for the worst record in the NFL coming in today with the Minnesota Vikings. Second half was controlled and owned by the Philadelphia Eagles. Randall Cunningham, better than 300 yards of total offense on his own.
He put on a clinic here today, and it was kind of nice to watch that. One of the greatest quarterbacks in the business right now.
There it was, Randall. All right. So a couple things. One, every time we do our playback, we always have an open line. Great time to get in. 610-632-0975. Two, we're doing quarterback week, and if you were alive and saw Randall, tell guys like Andrew about him and how he should have been so much better. Should have been so much better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.